This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. On the road and in the air, Americans have been traveling during this Thanksgiving holiday week. The AP's Mike Hempen on the big crush at the airports and on the roads.
The number of air travelers this week is expected to approach or even exceed pre-pandemic levels. AAA predicts that 48.3 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home over the holiday period. That's an increase of nearly 4 million from last year, despite sharply higher gasoline prices. More than 2.2 million travelers streamed through airport checkpoints last Friday, the busiest day since the pandemic devastated travel early last year.
The CDC is warning those who have not been vaccinated not to travel for the holiday. The AP's Jackie Quinn on the surge in COVID cases.
There's already a resurgence. Johns Hopkins University is reporting new cases were up nearly 30% in the last 2 weeks, with close to 100,000 new infections in the country every day. Hospitals in Michigan are at capacity. The federal government is sending in military personnel. Colorado and Arizona are also seeing spikes. In Connecticut, two-thirds of the state is at a red alert level. The governor is warning that cases are also surging in surrounding northeastern states. I'm Jackie Quinn.
No sentencing date yet for the three white men convicted of murder in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man in Georgia. The judge says he wants to give both sides time to prepare. The men all face a mandatory sentence of life in prison. The judge will decide whether they could ever be paroled. Police in Southern California are searching for smash-and-grab thieves who rushed into a Nordstrom in Canoga Park, that's near Los Angeles, last night and ran off with some expensive purses. This is AP News. Some are raising eyebrows about this, says the AP's Charles de Ledesma, Interpol's new president.
The international law enforcement body Interpol has elected a contentious official from the United Arab Emirates as its new president. Major General Ahmed Nasser al-Raisi, who's the Inspector General at the UAE's Interior Ministry, has been elected by Interpol for 1 4-year term. He's been accused by human rights groups of torture and has criminal complaints against him in 5 countries, including in France, where Interpol has its HQ, and in Turkey, where the election has been held. The election has drawn angry responses from 2 Britons who filed the complaints. Matthew Hedges, who'd been in prison in the UAE for nearly 7 months in 2018 on spying charges, says this is a sad day for international justice and global policing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.